Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just really excited about it. I had a chance to sit down with him today, which was an awesome time. And he's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. He had been kind of behind the scenes in the works a little bit. And I know he wanted to be here, and we wanted him here, you know, so for it to work out the way it did, made Lamar happy, you know. I think it made everybody happy. It's just an opportunity to become a better team in that sense today. So we're really excited about it.
Let the Ravens Church say amen. Jair Alexander, a member of the Baltimore Ravens for at least 1 year. I think this thing's going to end up being a little bit longer than that, because I think this young kid still, this young 28-year-old, still has some gas left in his tank. Had a couple of injury-plagued years, but he will be fine. He will be just fine, and the Baltimore Ravens will love having him and love bring what he brings to the table. Is this, however, Jeremy, the move that puts the Ravens over the hump?
I think so. I mean, it feels like it should be with the talent you have here. Again, like I feel like if you look at this team, the two biggest question marks you might have is how's the kicker going to look? And again, I brought it up earlier, the Will linebacker position, which I still think is fine. It's just not as good as everything else we've seen on this team. They're stacked. And if they stay healthy, there should be no excuses this year, man. They can't have the slow start on defense like they had last year. There's too much talent here for that to happen. The scheme that they've used, that Mike McDonald scheme that he kind of developed, and they still keep some of the Greg Roman running game scheme. You find something that works, keep doing it. I mean, you don't have to be the originator of it. I mean, what was it? Bill Walsh invented the West Coast offense. There are a lot of other teams that probably perfected it, too. So I look at things like that, and I feel like this team has way too much talent to fail, but we've seen it happen before.
Ed, here's the problem I have with that comment or thinking that way. Didn't last year we thought Derrick Henry was the move to put us over?
Yeah.
Did we think that?
And did he not contribute? And did he not make a difference? Of course. But it's
but it didn't put us over.
No, there's other reasons for that. It's not, yeah. I mean, we went through them earlier. It's just, it's like a comedy of errors, the way they've been losing postseason games. You know, you're a much better team, I think, by far, than the teams in the AFC now.
Yeah.
And it includes the Chiefs. You have a better roster. And you have a better, roster than I think the Eagles may have more talent, but we have a better quarterback, and that counts for a huge portion of the roster. Our quarterback is head and shoulders better than the Eagles' quarterback, so therefore we have a better roster. So then we have the best roster in the NFL. Yet they still don't get it done, and that's my problem. It's not. It was Derrick Henry. Now it's Jair. Now it's you have everybody. I just went out. We have 6 first-round draft picks on defense. 6. I mean, what's going on here? Like, come on, guys. You got all the talent in the world. You pick up DeAndre Hopkins. Let's not forget about D-Hop. He's one of the best receivers in the NFL in his prime, and he's still got plenty of football left in him. Like, you got so much talent now.
Mm. I agree. They've had so much talent last year. They just add this collection of talent. To me, Jair Alexander, Jeremy, represents yet another reason they should be put over the hump.
Yes.
Not the reason, yet another reason. I mean, it's a collection of talent and stars. Think about this. Any place else, if Jair Alexander signs, he probably is one of the top stars on that team. Not this team.
No.
He's been in the Pro Bowl. So what? We've been in the Pro Bowl. Are you an all-pro? You want an MVP?
Right.
I mean, that's what it is on this team.
You know how I feel, though? Like, I said it yesterday. They got themselves a dog, man. And like, when they got Marcus Peters, I said the same damn thing. Yeah, like
are you afraid to see something bad about Jair Alexander?
I didn't say anything bad about him. Shut up, man.
You do the whole Marcus Peters thing again?
Where are you from?
All right, who's tougher? Alexander or Peters?
They don't even, Alexander's here. Don't even start with Marcus Peters, man. Where are you from? Where are you from?
What? What up in the stands?
Where am I from? Middle River? Have you ever heard of it? White Marsh? Nottingham? Oakland. Big deal. Oakland. Compton. Have you ever been in the middle of all the rivers? No, it's like, but he was that guy. He just didn't care. It's like if you disrespect him or he felt disrespected, he's going to let you know how he felt about it. So, and I think Jair's that same guy. He's just an absolute dog. He's going to get in wide receivers' heads. He's going to talk so much trash.
That he does.
Like, I love the guys that are out there and they're so confident. They talk that smack and they can back it up. And even when they don't back it up, they continue talking. And yeah, that would make exactly. me even angrier. Exactly. The I'm busting your ass.
They get burned for 80 yards and they'll tell you, you ain't going to do it again.
How about the time that you outrun the guy and you're wide open and the quarterback overthrows you. And then he's doing the, like, the safe thing or yep. like it's incomplete. You know, he's waving his arms like, I had your ass beat. Nope. Incomplete.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. He is that guy. He's the guy. Do you agree with this, Ed? And if he wasn't on your team, his antics you would hate, but would have on your team you embrace.
Oh, absolutely. He's definitely that guy. We've had that guy. He's the best player in the team's history. People around the league probably don't like him because I've had arguments in his favor. But I mean, people like Ray Lewis or Hines Ward. I mean, these are guys that you hate them when they're not yours, but when they're yours, we close ranks, man. My guy.
Yeah.
I think fans are going to love him.
Yeah, I think so because this is, we try to pride ourselves on being this blue collar city. Okay, whatever. This city is, we are so, so much swagger in this city, so much pride in this city. It's, even if it is a blue collar city, you know, we bump our gums and pound our chests a lot when it comes to our sports teams.
There's no question. And again, like, you almost like your players to kind of feel like the city, right? You look at Pittsburgh, you look at Baltimore in certain areas, you think blue collar. And in that hard-nosed football, we were always thought about being defensive first more than offensive. The league's changed. And you're watching this now where, yeah, I think the offense might be the best offense in football. I got news for you. It might be the best defense in football now, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go downtown to the Orioles game and say Mike Schmidt was the best third baseman of all time. See what happened.
Yeah.
Go somewhere and say somebody else was a better quarterback of the later generation. Then see what happens. That's just how this city is, man. They just, give somebody else the title of being the best inside linebacker of all time. You might hate Ray Lewis, but, hey, you're going to defend him. That's just how this is. And I think you get to bring a guy like Jair in, has that kind of swagger, that kind of personality, it will be embraced, and people will say this. He plays like a Raven, even though he's been playing like that his entire career. That's just how it is. 410-583-1057, that's the number. We're giving out shovels at 8 o'clock. I think you're going to like my shovel, Ed. I have a sneaky suspicion you'll like mine. But on the other side, we want to hear from you. Is Jair Alexander the move that puts the Ravens over the hump? If you don't think so, we still want to hear that too. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46 in the AM. Is Jair Alexander the move that puts the Ravens over the top? Let's go to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Let's go to Joppa and get Trey. Good morning to you, Trey.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Love the Jair signing. I think it keeps Marlon in the slot, too, which I really, really do like. As far as getting over the hump, I think it's just got to be complimentary football at the right time, real timely. One thing I will say, though, is, and I called a couple weeks ago and made this point, we should need less from Lamar. Lamar shouldn't have to be an MVP. Everybody wants to say how good the roster is. Show me. Come on, defense. I need turnovers. You know, I need short fields. Make the game easier for the offense. God forbid the defense wins a game. God forbid, you know, we catch a late game interception or score a couple defensive touchdowns.
This defense shut the Chiefs out in the second half of the playoff game. I mean, the defense has done their job, man.
But this is what I'm saying, though. Josh Allen in the playoff game had an 86 quarterback rating with no touchdowns. We lose that game. If Lamar doesn't play at an MVP level, can we get three turnovers like they did? Can we do that?
No, you kind of proven Ed's point. They played well last year. Down the stretch, you just said Josh Allen, the MVP, had an 86 quarterback passer rating. How's that bad defense? So they played. I agree with you. And the defense has played well.
They've done their job, bro.
It goes back to what he said at the beginning, situational football.
But hold on. In that first half, that defense was trash in that game. They gave up all those points that they didn't need to score in the second half to win.
Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say he will or he won't, but the secondary did improve. I just wonder if they have enough cap space to go out and get Clowney, because I would like another edge rusher.
I don't know that they need Clowney. Clowney wasn't even good last year, and I'm not saying he can't come here and be good. It was a Panthers defense that was very wanting, and they didn't want him back. I think you're just rolling with what you have, and you're hoping that Green is the player that you think he can be, even in just if he's a limited capacity and he's out there in just pass rushing situations only until he's ready to be an everyday player. I mean, you got Oweh coming into a contract season, which I love that. It's like, hey, go out there and prove it. Make me pay you or make somebody else pay you. I like the roster the way it is. I don't think that you need to, again, will linebacker is something that I think is a question right now. Kicker is a question, just because you're changing from the guy you've had for so many years that was just so reliable until last year, and now you're going with a rookie, and you got to see what he can do.
And also, I mean, we keep talking about Clowney. Clowney has had, 17 sacks in his last 3 years combined? Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about getting that pass rusher. Yeah, you need a pass rusher.
I thought he was better against the run than he was getting after the quarterback.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's almost like we're looking at South Carolina Gamecock Clowney.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, his career high in sacks is 9.5. He did it here, and he did it in 2017, but that's his career high. The guy has 58 sacks in 11 years. That's not a dominant pass rusher. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, remember I called y'all last week, man, when they got released by the Packers and was like, man, hopefully Ravens can pick him up.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. But I got a chance to see him play before, man, down there when the Packers beat the Cowboys.
What does he look like, man? Because none of us ever saw him play. Tell us a little bit about him.
He decent, man, but he run his mouth a lot, man. Like, we actually threatened him after the game, man. Like,
oh my God.
We was talking smack. You know what I mean? We were just a couple of the Cowboys fans. Now, we was like, you know, the Packers was going off the field. We were just talking smack to a bunch of the players, and some of them was yapping back, and he was, you know, giving it back to us and everything.
Who won that game?
The Packers won.
That's why you're talking trash, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're talking trash.
It was a lucky game, though, man. You know, they didn't get far. Hey, see what happened next week to them, though.
Rashawn, when do we get to see the next BGE World Star video? I mean, because you're out there recording all these fights, man.
Hey, I got one I want to release, but Dustin don't want me to release it, man. Dustin got into a fight, man. But he actually won this one, though. But he said don't release it, though.
He won this one.
Yeah, you know, he like...
Was he like 3-7?
Dustin loses a lot of fights.
I mean, you know, he just picked the wrong opponents to fight, man. You know, he's fighting big bouncers and big people. I'm like, what do you want to... Come on to your size, man. I'm like, at least.
He said, go beat up a little person. What are you talking about? Come on, man. It's, you know, but it is funny, though, because it does feel like there are people that say trouble finds me, and I don't know why, and you seem to find it. So
No, next month. I think it's the 27th of July. Dustin's fighting Peter Dinklage.
Is he really? Oh, that's great.
Thanks a lot, Rashawn. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Dundalk and get Wayne. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning. Good morning.
Hey, a couple weeks ago, Rob, I called. I told you I felt better about, you know, the best about the Ravens than I've ever felt, man. And you asked if I felt that way last year, and I didn't. And if you don't allow me, I'll just tell you a couple of reasons. Is, you know, last year, we didn't know. You know, we thought there was a lot of speculation whether Derrick Henry was getting older, how he was going to react. You know, that now we know how he reacts. There was three or four games, the first three or four games, we lost last year. The defense couldn't do nothing. You know what I mean? They're giving up all these yards. I don't think you'll have that problem. This team, it kind of reminds me of the team we won the first Super Bowl. You have a mix of some veterans that can work with the younger guys. You got cornerback Nate Wiggins, who's got some experience now. You got D-Hop. Like, I just think that we had so many questions last year.
Let me ask you something, Wayne, if you don't mind. You said last year you questioned whether or not Derrick Henry had anything left. Am I right? Am I representing that right?
A lot of people did.
Okay,
yeah.
So why is it he was more productive coming to Baltimore than D-Hop is coming to Baltimore? So why is it kind of celebrated that D-Hop is coming but questioned that a man who was one of the better running backs, what was number two in rushing in the NFL the year before he came to Baltimore?
I thought that Derrick Henry was coming here to get a Super Bowl, and I felt great about him coming here. But I think a lot of the media really not knowing because he wasn't here the year before. I think we all kind of didn't know, if that makes sense, which is fair.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, my man. I don't. You guys got to help me out because I don't remember too many people doubting Derrick Henry's impact with the Ravens before the season started. I thought people were really like talking about how dangerous that backfield would be now with Henry.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing anyone, but there may have been a small minority out there talking about it. There are some people that look at running backs at that age, and it's just a no for them across the board. But
I'm some people, but I think Henry's different.
Yep.
I am some people. I'm that person. I don't sign running backs to a second contract. I don't believe in 30-year-old running backs. I don't believe running backs are that important to the offense. But then there's Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey, and you know, then there's the exceptions to every rule.
Rob, what do you mean you don't believe in it? I synced it last year. There were a bunch of them.
I saw it too. Well, Derrick Henry, exactly. He is. There's certain guys, man, that just are the exceptions, man. Derrick Henry goes against everything that I believe in running backs.
But you know what's funny, Rob? Like, Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry are exceptions to the rule of getting paid as a running back. Saquon having some injury history, but knowing that the talent's there. And with Derrick Henry, the worry was, oh my God, he's turning 30, and that's the benchmark for when running backs die. And then what happened? Because of those two anomalies, running backs are getting paid now again for a short period of time.
And I would be the guy that stood on the table and said, I do not pay running backs. And someone said, Saquon Barkley's contract is up. Pay him, but I do not pay running backs.
That's kind of what you've been saying for the last 8 years.
Exactly.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
But I never argued those guys getting paid. I'm not stupid. I don't pay them. That's different.
Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.